Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gellner. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, John Gellner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Wirt fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Comer moves to 2nd. It's 1-0, Pilots. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards 1st. Cash scoops it up and throws to 1st, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Stanley reaches 2nd base with a double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Oyler catches it and steps on 2nd to double up Stanley. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to 2nd. Merritt Reyneau now catching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Horton reaches 2nd base with a double. Northrup scores. There goes Cash trying to get to home. Hegan throws the ball into Harper who relays the ball to Reyneau, who tags Cash, who came all the way from 1st, for the out. It's Pilots, 1, Tigers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Pilots. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hobley steals second. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobley scores. It's 3-1, Pilots. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner is 0 for 0 in the game. Gellner hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Jellner covering, for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pilots. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Donaldson covering, for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobley hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Renou strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Al Kaline pinch hits for Tommy Machick. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Horton moves to second. It's Pilots, 3, Tigers, 3. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirt is walked intentionally. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oyler strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Bob Locker. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Meyer now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Trusiewski applying the tag. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reyneau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Seattle Pilots, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.